Absolutely.
Welcome back into Sports Call right here on Tiger 93.9 FM. JJ Jackson and Ryan LaVoy getting a chance to catch up with the SEC Network's Alyssa Lang. Alyssa, thanks for the time today. How are things?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on with you guys.
Absolutely. So big news announced this week. You're going to be handling some sideline duties this upcoming football season for the SEC Network. How excited are you about that opportunity?
I'm very excited. I get to work with Taylor Zarzer and Matt Stinchcomb, and I've heard those guys are just great. I've gotten to listen to them before in the fall, and they're a great group of guys, so I'm very excited to be able to continue the trek around the SEC. I didn't make it to every school in my first year last year, so I'm hoping to check all 14 schools off the list this year.
So is Auburn one of those schools that you've gotten a chance to visit?
I have not. Okay. I haven't been out to Auburn yet, so I'm hoping that's one of the ones that I get to go see, because I've heard game day is just incredible.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's South Carolina grad as well, right?
Yes, I'm a Gamecock. Don't hold it against me.
No worries. So how closely do you follow the Gamecock program? Obviously with your position now, but outside of that as well.
Yeah, very closely. I actually worked in local news in Columbia, South Carolina for several years, so I got to do everything from cover football to women's basketball, which is really huge in Columbia, and then men's basketball as well, right before they made that big Final Four run, which was really cool. So I've always kept up with the Gamecocks pretty well, and now I kind of get to make sure I keep an eye on them when I'm in studio, so it's cool.
How many SEC Media Days is this for you? Is this your first one? Or?
So this is my second one, but first one with the SEC Network. When I was working at the local station in Columbia, we came up here, I think it was one time. It's kind of crazy, so it sort of blends together, but it was quite a different experience. I was the one, you know, holding the camera as high as I could to try to get a shot of Coach walking in the lobby. So it's really cool to be able to be back here with SEC Network.
What are your thoughts on it kind of moving around the next couple of years? Do you like that it's going to kind of visit different cities kind of within kind of the framework of the SEC, or do you kind of wish it was in one location?
I love the fact that it's moving around. I think that SEC Media Days has sort of turned into the Super Bowl of the offseason. I mean, the entire country is watching what's happening here in Hoover over these 4 days. It's become such an event, and rightfully so. I mean, it's some of the best football in the country. So I think to be able to say, okay, next year we'll be in Atlanta, then the following year we'll be in Nashville. Fans are going to be able to travel. They can make a week out of it. It's the middle of the summer. Nothing's going on. So I think it's an awesome concept, and I think this is the best conference in the country to be able to do something just like this and get everyone ready for football, because I'm ready for it to start like this Saturday.
Yeah, we're definitely ready. And after this week concludes, it's like we still have 4 or 5 weeks
right
until we actually can see the thing. So, Alyssa, I'm curious, with your position and obviously getting to host the shows on the SEC Network like you do and the people that you get to work with each and every week, I'm sure you just learn so much from just being around all of these former players and analysts that the SEC Network has.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I'm really lucky to be able to do a lot of stuff in studio and then stuff on the sideline. So when you're on the sideline, you're obviously getting to really know the coaches and the players that you're covering in that moment. Then you can take that information back into the studio and see, you know, how it compares with the Marcus Spears and the Chris Doering and Greg McElroy and their experiences. And then, you know, like Coach Chizik, how was it, you know, when you were coaching? So it's really cool. Coach Chizik has some of the best stories. He's one of my favorite people in the entire world. Greg McElroy and Jordan Rogers have really great insight on, you know, being a quarterback in the SEC. So just being able to spend time with those guys and learn about what it was like for them, what they see from these programs right now, is really cool, and you really learn a lot. We try to, you know, bring that to the viewer at home too when we're sitting there, you know, talking about football. It's supposed to sort of just be like a casual conversation. We're all just sort of sitting there hanging out. So hopefully people at home learn as much as I do. But yeah, I try to be a sponge during the season to soak it up.
It's obviously Alabama Day here at Media Days today, and it's kind of crazy. It's so early in the morning. These folks have been here for quite some time. How crazy is this just to take all in?
It's insane. And, you know, we always know that Alabama Day, you know, this is what's going to happen. And, again, rightfully so. They've won, and they've won a bunch, and they're kind of the king of college football, and they will be for quite a while, I think. But, yeah, I came down yesterday morning, probably around the same time, and there were maybe 5-6 people right out in the lobby. This morning, I kind of had to elbow my way through and try to get through to Radio Row, which is awesome because, I mean, again, it just shows what the conference does to make it more open to the fans and to be able to include the fans in something like this, which is really neat because football season is still weeks away. But people out there, you could not tell them that. They think it's right around the corner, so it's awesome.
When you look at the league this year, I know Alabama, Georgia is still the heavy favorites. Is there anyone else that you think could make a run? If not, towards the SEC championship game, at least top five, scaring a playoff conversation? Who else do you think could be in that mix?
I think LSU is one of those teams I'm going to really keep an eye on this year. Joe Burrow, obviously, we saw him have a great year last year. LSU's got a crazy good defense, so I'm really excited to see them play. It's tough for those teams, though, because, again, you got to get through Bama in the West, and getting through Bama in the West is not an easy thing. Looking at Texas A&M, they just brought in the number three recruiting class in the country in Jimbo's second year, which I think is pretty incredible. On the East side, again, I think it's Georgia. I think it's going to be Georgia, Alabama at the end of the year. But looking at Florida, Florida's inching closer and closer to being able to catch Georgia, something they haven't been able to do over the last couple of years. And I don't think Kentucky's year last year was a fluke either. I think we're going to see some really good football again from Kentucky. They're in the middle of a culture change there, and these guys are ready to play. They're ready to show that they belong in the SEC, and they did that last year, so I would not count them out this year either.
And then for us, obviously, being in Auburn, for Auburn's team and their outlook this year, what needs to go right for them to kind of achieve kind of their lofty expectations?
Auburn is one of those teams that I just want to see play consistent football week in and week out. It sounds like such a simple thing, but Auburn has so much talent. I'd love to see them really be able to put it all together. And I'm very excited because I spent a couple years in Jacksonville, Florida, covering high school football. So I watched Joey Gatewood play on Friday nights at Bartram Trail, and Joey Gatewood is a very talented player. I remember watching him the first game I ever went out, and I was like, that guy looks like Cam Newton. He just looks like yeah, he's talented. And then you watched him play on Friday nights, and I said, okay, Auburn's getting a good one. So I'm very excited to see what he looks like this year if he ends up getting to take some snaps. I'd be very excited.
That's Alyssa Lang of the SEC Network joining us here on Sports Golf. We also look at Media Days this week. 9 quarterbacks here representing the conference. What does that tell you about the SEC?
I think this is one of the best years of the quarterback we've seen in the SEC. I mean, yesterday we were doing our show, and I think it took us about an hour or so to even start talking about Tua and Jake Fromm, and they're the two best in the league, obviously. But then you look at the Terry Wilsons, you look at the Jake Bentleys, you look at the Joe Burrows, and it's like, wow, we've got some big names at quarterback in the SEC, which is awesome for the league. Knowing that there's going to be that many talented shot callers on each team, I think is going to make Saturdays that much more exciting. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that's going to look like in the fall.
She's Alyssa Lang of the SEC Network, kind enough to join us here on Sports Call. Congrats once again on the new gig. Saturdays in the fall are going to be a whole lot more awesome for you. I'm quite sure of that.
So absolutely.
Thanks for taking time to join us today, Alyssa.
Thank you, guys.
We're back with more Sports Call in a moment.